Good evening. It's good to see everybody out this evening. Definitely always good to be able to be with you and bring the message. This evening, of course, like I said, Rick talked about sleep. Hopefully this isn't a sleeper sermon. We're going to talk about peace this evening. We're going to talk about peace. We've kind of gone through Galatians, and that's what I've been doing here lately. Galatians chapter 5, been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. So Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Well, let's talk about peace this evening. What is peace? What is peace? Well, it's freedom from disturbance. It's the state or period in which there is no war or war has ended. You know, we all need peace in our lives. We all need peace in our lives. Peace gives us comfort. The world we live in doesn't have much peace. You know, when we live at peace with everyone, things will go better. Things are better. When we are at war or we have disagreements, it causes dissension. Who can we have peace with? And I have three parts here. Who can we have peace with? Number one this evening is we can have peace with God. We have peace with God. When we are living in sin, we can't have peace with God, though. He wants us to turn away from our wicked ways and turn to Him. In Job chapter 22 and verse 21, Job 22 and verse 21, the Bible reads, agree with God and be at peace. Thereby, goodwill will come to you. If we agree with God, we have peace. If we go against God, we will not have peace. We can become selfish in our thinking that we know better than God. If we aren't in step with God and we go away from Him, you know, and that's a place that we don't want to be. We don't want to go ahead of God. We want to stay in step with God. We must allow God to lead us. We must allow Him to lead us. We have a God of peace, and He is our example of how we are to treat others. He used others to get His message across. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith gives us peace with God. What we do know is that God keeps His promises. God keeps His promises. In Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Verse 23, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Verse 24, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Faith has a lot to do with everything, and we must put our full trust in God that He will see to our needs, and He will take care of us. So many times we worry about things, and some of those things we have no control over, none whatsoever. We should pray that whatever the Lord's will be done. Sometimes we don't like God's answer, but it's okay because He knows what we need. You know, we sing that song often, my Jesus knows what I need. It says, my Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because He cares. You know, this is very comforting to us because He knows each thing that we feel. He goes through those things, but He helps us in our deepest, darkest hours. Second thing this evening, we can have peace with others. We can have peace with others. You know, as a Christian, we know that we will be made fun of or even hated for doing what's right. And sometimes we will be standing alone. But we can still keep peace with everyone. In Romans chapter 12, verse 16, Romans 12, verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. That could be part of our problem, being wise in our own sight. Our sight could have blurred vision sometimes. We must be careful. We are to be good examples in everything that we do. And when situations arise, because it's easy to get angry, but we must put on love because that's what Christ did. And that's what he does. In Romans chapter 15 and verse 5. Romans 15, verse 5. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Jesus Christ. We must have peace with one another and also others. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Galatians 6 and verse 10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. People can see if a congregation has dissension, and it's not appealing. Our duty is to fill the building and keep it that way and maintain that where we aren't driving people away. We should be very inviting. Let them know that we appreciate their presence. I've been to some congregations who are kind of cliquish and not very welcoming. And it's nice to go to a congregation where you feel welcome, because that's what we want others to feel. Is we want them to feel welcome. In Psalm 34 and verse 14, Psalm 34 and verse 14, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We must seek peace and do our best to keep the peace. In Psalm 119 and verse 165, Psalm 119 and verse 165, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. So if we follow the law of the Lord, we have great peace. Nothing can make us stumble. If we stumble, then we aren't following the law of the Lord. In John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16 and verse 33. And this is Jesus speaking. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. The Lord knows that we're going to have trials and tribulations. But he also knows if we put our faith and trust in him, we will overcome the world too. Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Verse 12. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You know, history seems to repeat itself quite often. Even the prophets of old were persecuted. You know, and it's way worse than what we go through. Some were even killed for their faith, but they took a stand, and that's what we are to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13, 1 Corinthians 16, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. Four things here that we must do, all in one verse. Very important. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Hebrews 12 verse 14. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. We must strive for peace and do our very best to pursue it. Third thing this evening, we can have peace with self. We can have peace with self. This may be one of the hardest things to grasp, but it can be done. It's hard to do. We make decisions every day, and some are not peaceful. We may worry, that we made the wrong decisions or even second guess ourselves. You know, I can tell you that I'm guilty of that sometimes, but we must be at peace with self. Are we going to make the right decisions all the time? No, it's just not possible. Just not possible. But we can learn as we journey through this life and stay humble as possible, because it's okay to be wrong sometimes. It's okay. But we must be willing to learn from our mistakes. How can we obtain peace? How can we obtain peace? Well, number one, we can pray for peace in our world and nation, because there are many things that are going on and causing strife. You know, not turning to God for wisdom. It's earthly wisdom they seek, not heavenly wisdom. We can choose to be peaceful in our walk with God. In Psalm 122 and verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. If they prayed for Jerusalem, we definitely could pray for every nation here for peace. And we should. We shouldn't want war with anyone. It's better to be at peace. Peace is comforting, and we have no worries. Things go well when we have peace. You know, there's another song, I've got peace like a river. You know, we think about a river because a river is peaceful and calming, and we need those things in our life. We need that peace and that calming feeling. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior. Verse 4, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are those who are just like the Ethiopian eunuch. You know, Philip asked him, you know, do you understand what you're reading? And he responded, how can I unless someone guides me? We all need guidance every now and then, and especially if we don't understand something. Two heads are better than one. Sometimes we just need another person's perspective. Second thing, we can have peace by living in peace. Sometimes we want to be argumentative with those around us or always have to be right, and that attitude could push people away. We want to be good examples so others can see that we are different from the world. We must seek peace and then pursue it. As long as we have peace, everything will fall in place. All we can do is present the scriptures in a way that they can understand the truth. And if we don't, and they choose not to obey God's word, that will be on them. We've done our part. It's their decision to follow God and His word, and God and His word. They get the same choice just like we do. If we argue scriptures, we probably won't get very far. We must remember in a Bible study that we should say, you know, let's see what the Bible says about this, and not what I think to be right. You know, we definitely don't want to scare souls away from the truth. We can pray for wisdom and guidance as we strive to teach someone about the gospel. If we want peace, then we must seek it and follow through with it. We must be thankful for the opportunities when they arise to speak to others about Christ. We don't want to be bitter towards people and just know that every day has enough problems without us making them worse with our attitudes. We must reach for love before we let our emotions get the best of us. Having peace in our life just makes things better. This world, or this would be a lot better if we had more kindness. Kindness will go very far if we practice it. We must not let anger get the best of us. It makes us do and say things that could hurt others. Even our words we say will be judged. And that's kind of scary to think about. That's scary to think about because it puts things in perspective. Kindness, we just need more kindness. And we'll talk about kindness in a later lesson. But as Christians, we should have peace because we know our reward will be in heaven as long as we are faithful. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. You know, that's a tall order. That's a tall order, but we must do our best to follow through with this. We do have a choice on how we will handle things, in a good manner or in a cruel manner. If we aren't looking for peace, then we are walking without God. When we walk without God, when we walk with God and keep in step with Him, then we will reap benefits. May we strive to live peaceful lives and bring more souls to the kingdom. God gives us peace, and we can be thankful for that. It is better to live in peace than it is to be at war. We have enough hatred in this world. We need more love, and we need more peace. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian, you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.